And then what happens to them? Thumma yaj'aluhu hutama. Then they become like husk and dried hay. Inna fi dhalika la dhikra li ulil albab. In this, again, for ulil albab, there is a reminder. What is the reminder? That no matter how beautiful it seems here, you know, you see, the farmer sees it, one day, everything good comes to an end. So Allah is telling us, you want this to be permanent? Go back to the previous ayah, where the anhar will continue, the vegetations will continue, the everything else, gardens will continue. Here, no matter what you have, will come to an end. So, ulul albab, only the people of understanding will be reminded of this. And this also, this is just about vegetation. But you can take that about us. That Allah also created us from fluid, like He says. And then, when we become big, we grow, and become big, we become mature, we become successful. And then you start losing the battle with arthritis and with age. I was just reflecting on that yesterday. I was telling my wife, I'm losing the battle, because that's what's going to happen. Okay. And then you become feeble, weak, and right. Gone. You want to be permanent? Make it to Jannah. Eternal youth, eternal beauty, eternal health, eternal wealth, everything is eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah number 22, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the one whose heart, whose chest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expanded. What does that mean, expanded? We're not talking about physical expansion of the chest. We're talking about a chest. That means who feels very comfortable, very much at ease. Allah has opened, so he is welcoming, open to everything of Islam. Everything he hears of Islam gives him a sense of comfort. Salah gives him peace. Giving charity gives him peace. Helping a neighbor gives him peace. Raising the children gives him peace. Sending salam gives him peace. Everything about Islam expands his chest. He feels comfortable. He feels at ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, here is one person whose sadr, whose chest, that Allah has made sharah, has opened to Islam. فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. And the sign of that is, in that chest is what? Your heart. There is a nur from Allah in that chest, which means نُورٌ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ. So your qalb has got nur, and Allah's nur of hidayah, His words come, نُورٌ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ. So his chest is expanding as more and more of the Islam is coming into his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given one picture. Then he says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةُ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And may, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, may destruction, may woe be on those whose hearts are opposite of the sharah is قَسْوَةُ الْقُلُوبِ, which is means hard, constricted hearts. Don't accept anything. They're always in stress and agony and, you know, worries and all of that. Why? Because they don't like to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you go to gatherings sometimes, you talk about, you always talk about akhirah, you always talk about, let's talk about something more fun.
Politics.
Ulaika fi dalalin mubin. So these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are clearly the ones who have gone astray.
Allah nazzala ahsan al-haditha kitabam mutashabiham mathaniya taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu al-juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah.
ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after talking about the qaswa of the qulub, people who don't like to be reminded or remember Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He nazzala ahsan al hadith. He is the one who has sent down the best of messages, the hadith of Allah, the words of Allah, kitaban, al kitab, which is the Quran, mutashabihan mathaniya. It has some portions that are mutashabih. Same things appear in different portions of the Quran. And mathaniya, some have said mathaniya means full of praises, thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some have translated this as something that is consistent. What does it do when this comes down to the proper hearts? تَخْشَئِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Those who have khashya, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awareness and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear the words, their skin, their hair stand on their skins, pucker up and say, like when you get real scared, you said you get goosebumps. That's what happens to them, physically. I'm still making dua that one day I read the Quran and it happens to me. It hasn't happened yet. That means we're not there. I'm not there. If you've done it, alhamdulillah. That when you hear these words, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُود, that their skins quiver and shiver and the hair stand, they become pucker up. يَخْشَوْنَ, from the fear of Allah. ثُمَّ, then what happens? So that was the first part, is the fear. Then as they understand who they are dealing with, Ar-Rahman, then their skins become soft and gentle, and their hearts become soft and gentle. Okay. Because knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So fear makes that first emotion, and hope in Allah makes the other. Oh, Allah is merciful. So that makes the hearts soften. And the skins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, juluduhum qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. It makes them soft towards, so they love to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the mention of Allah, of their Lords. Ila dhikrillah. That when Allah is mentioned, His book is mentioned, the things of the deen are being mentioned, their hearts find peace, become gentle, and they become soft. Hudallahi. This is the guidance of Allah. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He guides by it whoever He wants. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. And the one that Allah allows to go dalala, astray, who can guide them? فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. There is no one who can guide them, who Allah leaves to go astray. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. And as for those, يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ. Now this is a different taqwa. This is protection. They are trying to protect بِوَجْهِهِ, with their face. From what? Su'ul adab. The awful punishment. Yawm al-qiyamah. As for the one who is trying to protect himself from that awful punishment with his face. And normally what do you do? And if something is coming to you, what do you do? What do you protect yourself with? Your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, they will try to protect themselves with their face. Why? Where are their hands? Tied up in those things, or tied behind their backs, like the prisoners. So there's nothing to protect other than your face. وَقِيلَ. And it will then be said, للظالمين, to these wrongdoers, the ظالم, ذُوقُوا, taste. مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ That what you have earned. As you sow, so shall you reap. So that's what you did. This is what you earned. Now taste your earning. This is what you invested in. This is what your return is.
كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
before these people, people before also denied. كَذَّبَ They denied. Rejected the truth min qablihim.
فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ
Then the adab came to them. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ From where they did not expect. They had no idea. لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Where it's going to come from. And adab comes from many different ways. Where it's least expected. Sometimes people only think, you know, the lightning will strike me. Or this one. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's latif. He will send adab from where you think. Is what is your something that is going to be helpful. For example, let's take the example of Firaun. Firaun's economy and his strength was based on what? On the agriculture and all of that, which is related to the Nile, Nile. All the vegetation, all of his palaces, all of those things are along the Nile. And what did he brag on? What did he say? Boast? The river flows under mine. So this is what he thought was his greatest thing. And how did he end up? He drowned in the water. So the punishment can come from where you least expect it. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our children our adab. And we hear about it all the time as doctors from old ladies complaining. Okay? So, money can be an adab. If it takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes you into His disobedience. That is an adab. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that people before them who were apparently successful, people who had pride, people who thought, but they denied. كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ For them, the adab came from where they least expected. And we know all of that.
فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them taste. أَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Humiliation. In this dunya, but it doesn't end there. And indeed, the adab of the akhirah akbar, that's coming, that's greater. So what they tasted here, what Firaun tasted here, is a small thing. Why? Because it ended quickly, he died. But there it will continue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us again, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have hope, have fear. And hope will come if we have taqwa. And taqwa and ikhlas go together. All of those are linked together.
وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ
And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has set forth for mankind every kind of example of parable in this Qur'an. It means He gives an example and it's to be taken not just literally but what it means. For in this Qur'an, فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلْ Every type of whatever you need. It in principle, it's in the Quran.
Okay.
لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So that perhaps, لَعَلَّ means hoping, but this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala style. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't hope, He commands. But He is saying, so that they may, يَتَذَكَّرُونَ They may be mindful, they may remember, they may reflect, they may take warning. What did he send? قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ He has revealed the Qur'an in the Arabic language. Which teaches us that Allah decided to reveal it in the Arabic language, so there is something special besides that the people, the Arabs, would understand it. But we should give priority to learning, at least having a working knowledge of this language.
غَيْرَ ذِلْ عِوَجْ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is straight. There is no crookedness. There is no detours. There is no iwaj. There is no crookedness or distortion. This is a straightforward message. Everybody to understand. One, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that they may have, again, taqwa, that they may become righteous, that they stay away from evil, that they follow everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one example, and we'll inshallah end with this ayah number 29. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل اكثرهم لا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets forth an example of a rajul, of a man, فيه شركاء متشاكسون, who is has many masters, who has many bosses. Now imagine if you're working with five bosses. One says do this, someone says do this. You will never make anybody happy because someone wants something, somebody wants something, something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, this is one example that this person, if you take it as a slave, he has many masters and they have disputes among themselves and each one wants to command him to do something else. So this guy is going to be very, very confused. Okay, who do I listen to? And who do I make unhappy? Everybody will be unhappy in the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is one. وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا, the one who has only one master. هَلْ يَسْتَوْيَانِ مَثَلًا, can the two be equal? So what does this mean? This means that one who worships only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only trying to please one Lord, cannot be equal to one who worships this, looking for who to please. Alhamdulillah, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but and hamd be to Allah, but most people do not know, that they don't know that freeing yourself from the ubudi of everyone else and being only an abd of Allah is what true freedom is. Otherwise, you will be just running around in circles and nobody will be pleased. You want to please one master, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it displeases everybody else. There is no obedience of makhluk with disobedience of the khaliq. I want to please my wife, but by doing something that displeases my khaliq, no. I want to do something that will make my children happy, but it is displeasing to Allah, no. If Allah is pleased and they are pleased, alhamdulillah. So we have one master. I'll do one more ayah, ayah number 30, and then we'll finish inshallah. It's just about an hour. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. Indeed you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna, you will certainly die. Allahu Akbar. Which means, and which we already know, each one of us will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and they will die. What does that tell us? That yes, we have an appointment. Allah has an ajal, a time for all of us. When that ajal comes, nobody can postpone it. Nobody can prepone or postpone. That time is written, it's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is certain? It will come. And when it comes, the books will be closed. Whatever you have earned till then is yours. Whatever you didn't will never be yours. If you've left behind good, righteous children, yes, your book will continue. Yes, if you've left behind ilm that people benefit from, your book will continue. If you've left charitable things from which people benefit, even if it's a tree under whose fruit people eat or a shade, you will get something. Otherwise, the books are brought to an end. Innahum mayyitun. This is also a threat for the kuffar of Makkah. Because this was Makkah surah. You will die. So they are hearing. And they will die. In other words, you will die. And you're going to be in Firdaus, and they will die, they're going to be in Jahannam. But for us, because we read the Quran as it's being revealed to us, that yes, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his Rabb. Al-Rafiq al-A'la, al-Rafiq al-A'la, al-Rafiq al-A'la. Last words to the high Rafiq. And we will also go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us in a state of iman, in a state of obedience to Him, and in complete tawbah, having cleared everything, all of our accounts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with each other. So we ask each other for forgiveness, and we are going to end with this ayah, which is a reminder that our time is limited and the time to fix everything is now. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.